This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States is calling for a vote Friday on a newly revised and tougher UN resolution declaring that an immediate and sustained ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war is imperative to protect civilians and enable humanitarian aid to be delivered to more than 2 million hungry Palestinians. In the previous draft, the Security Council did not make such a declaration. Meanwhile, at a news conference, Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. remains against Israel's plan for a ground offensive against Hamas and Rafah.
A major military operation in Rafah would be a mistake, something we don't support, and it's also not necessary to deal with Hamas, which is necessary. We're going to have an opportunity next week to that view with our Israeli counterparts.
AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports House Speaker Mike Johnson says he'd love to have Israel's prime minister address Congress amid growing criticism from Democrats.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says he plans to invite Israel's prime minister to address Congress. It would be a GOP show of support amid growing criticism from Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and other Democrats of Benjamin Netanyahu's leadership.
Prime Minister Netanyahu has lost his way.
Republicans have rallied around Netanyahu since. Johnson tells CNBC he'll invite Netanyahu to address Congress. Such a speech during the Hamas war would be seen as highly politicized by many Democrats critical of Netanyahu's war tactics. Schumer says he would welcome an address. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And the U.S. lawmakers introduced a $1.2 trillion spending package that sets the stage for avoiding a partial government shutdown for several key federal agencies this weekend. This is VOA News. Four Central European countries remain deeply divided over how to resolve Russia's war against Ukraine, the foreign minister said Thursday. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has that story.
Foreign ministers from the Czech Republic, Poland, Hungary, and Slovakia met Thursday to discuss a Czech plan to acquire ammunition that Ukraine badly needs from third countries outside the European Union. But the foreign ministers of Hungary and Slovakia said they are not ready to change their strict refusal to provide arms to Ukraine. This is Juraj Blanár, Slovak Minister of Foreign Affairs.
We have to fight for our national interest. As you might know, that Slovakia is very dependent on gas and nuclear fuel from the Russia.
Under the plan, the Czechs seek to obtain 800,000 artillery shells for Ukraine. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Four Central European countries, again, remain deeply divided over how to resolve Russia's war against Ukraine. Lawmakers introduced a $1.2 trillion spending package in the U.S. that sets the stage for avoiding a partial government shutdown. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports on a Trump fundraising appeal that focuses mainly on the former president's legal bills.
Donald Trump's new joint fundraising agreement with the Republican National Committee directs donations to his campaign and a political action committee that pays his legal bills before the RNC gets a cut. The diversion makes it more likely that Republican donors could see their money go to Trump's lawyers. They've already received at least $76 million over the last 2 years to defend him against four felony indictments and multiple civil cases. Trump has invited high-dollar donors to Palm Beach, Florida, for an April 6 fundraiser. I'm Norman Hall.
A federal judge has given prison terms of about 10 to 40 years to six white former Mississippi law enforcement officers who pleaded guilty to breaking into a home without a warrant and torturing two black men. The judge gave sentences near the top of the federal guidelines to five of the six culprits. He sentenced the final two on Thursday. Six officers were fired and pleaded guilty to brutalizing Michael Corey Jenkins and Eddie Terrell Parker in January of 2023. So-called goon squad broke into a home where a neighbor complained that the black men were staying with a white woman. Recapping our top story, the United States is calling for a vote Friday on a newly revised and tougher UN resolution declaring an immediate and sustained ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war as being imperative. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.